Hello everyone, it's Father Jim again. I've been making noises recently about the gospel of the following Sunday that you hear this. This Sunday we end the church's year. The church is like a tree. It grows a ring every year, but it goes through all the seasons. And the following Sunday will be the first Sunday of Advent. But for this Sunday, thinking of what sort of a king do we have? Now in history, kings have been potentates, autocrats. Very few have been saints, I regret. Not many canonized kings. Some have been wonderful constitutional monarchs. Some have been sultans. In different countries, the leader is either elected or not. But one would hope that a leader is somebody who has everyone at heart. Now, our Lord was asked if he was a king by Pilate. And he said he was. And so, in a mockery, was written the King of the Jews above the cross. But our Lord was quick to point out that his kingdom is not of this world. He's more like a shepherd, a humble shepherd. Now, sometimes our statues have been like Apollo with a lamb round his neck, rather clean-looking person. Well, in Israel, a good shepherd probably had cancer of the lips. He probably needed a bath, been out in all weathers. In fact, if he thumbed a lift, you probably wouldn't get one in your car. It's a very masculine, strong image he gives of somebody who so loves those he cares for, he's willing to risk himself. And he's got amazing eyes. He said, supposing you had 100 sheep and you lose one. Well, I was in the army for 2 years national service years ago, which I enjoyed very much. But I remember when people were in files of three, you could notice if somebody was missing, there was a gap. Although I have very sensitive eyes, I couldn't notice of 100 sheep if one was missing. But he has eyes that notices the individual, especially the ones which get lost, or abandoned, or injured. And he leaves the 99 safe ones and go after the one that's lost. Well, I tell you, I think a shepherd like that wouldn't get an employment. You think it's highly irresponsible leaving 99 on the hills to go look for the one that's lost. But our Lord's love, by human standards, is irresponsible. He leaves the safe ones with great compassion, will search, and he seeks. And he's the one, I think, who always finds. And if we're going to be his brothers and sisters, okay, we love the ones who are in the church, we love the ones who are with us, but we always have a special love for those who are outside. And go and seek the ones that are lost. Or don't feel part of anything or anyone. Also, there have been very great leaders who aren't particularly Christian. I've just been on a 2-day visit to a very, very close friend in Oman. Oh, I'm still so impressed by Oman and the people there. Really holy friend I have there. Wonderful father, wonderful husband, wonderful worker in the hospitals. And he showed me round. And do you know, in Oman, not only is the architecture absolutely exquisite, every little house is most beautifully formed. And every bridge is a masterpiece of simple Islamic art. Every road bridge has been individually designed. Okay, you may say they've got the money from oil and gas, but you can't pay for inspiration. And in the 2 days I was there, having gone all over Muscat, that beautiful capital city. I saw no rubbish at all. The only thing I saw was one discarded plastic coffee cup in the whole of the city. And they have the most beautiful walls. I mean, not just any old wall, but just beautiful walls around the houses, painted white or paint, sort of, say, pale salmon colour. And there was not one graffiti. Now, all over the world at the moment, there's this frightful way of people having to spray paint on everything they see. Italy is absolutely dreadful. You can hardly see out of the windows of the metro. Every wall's got nasty things written all over it, and New York too, the metro. I mean, it's a disease. I think it's a bit like a dog wanting to sort of establish its mark everywhere. I was just amazed at the beauty of the place, to say nothing of the beauty of the people. Simple clothes, very elegant, smiles everywhere. And I asked my friend, you know, what is this about? It's not just money. You can't pay for things like that. He says it's our Sultan, Sultan Qaboos. Of course, I didn't meet him. But by his leadership, one knew that there's something very special about that place. So this Sunday, let's pray for people who carry the burden and responsibility of leadership, whether they're called kings or princes or sultans, and hope that their leadership, maybe their presidents, will bring a kingdom of peace. If you listen carefully this Sunday to the preface of the Mass, it is really the most beautiful preface there is. When I was first ordained 43 years ago, we had to choose the readings for our first Mass. And I chose the readings for Christ the King because of its preface. Listen carefully. He is the priest. He is the King of all creation. But he wants to bring a kingdom of justice, a kingdom of truth, and a kingdom of peace. So I hope all leaders, whatever they're called, will realize that they are servants, like our Lord, not just a worldly, but a kingdom that loves the people to the end, that is willing to serve them, is willing to bring justice, mercy, peace, because any role of leadership is not for themselves, it's for everyone and for their salvation. Amen.